And as always, on Tuesday afternoon, we go over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
It's a warm one today.
Yeah, it's kind of a shocker, I think, for most of us, because I almost feel like we went from winter to summer and we skipped spring there somewhere.
Yep, that happens in Minnesota.
I know, and that's why we love living here.
That's right.
You know, the unpredictability of the weather is just kind of keeping you guessing, huh?
That's right. Well, I tell you what, I know you've been very busy at the Appleton Public Library, and you got a lot of events and things coming up this summer.
We really do. We try to do all sorts of great things for kids in the summer because we want to encourage children to read. The more you read, the better off it is for you. And there's tons of studies out there that encourage early literacy as well as continual reading through the summer months, because it doesn't hurt at all, and it helps more than anything else. So to get kids to read, that's kind of a challenge for all of us. And so what we do here is at the Appleton Libraries, we plan a variety of events that kids can participate in. And so our reading program began on Monday, the 3rd of June, and will go until the 3rd of August. And we have two programs, one for age 4 to 4th grade, and another that is for teens, age or grades 5th through 12th grade. And we kind of, you know, we have some similar events here and there where kids and families can attend any of them. And then we do specifically hone in on a few different things, because teens are a lot older than age 4 to 4th grade. So we have a few special things for them as well. And coming up this week, we have Wednesday night coloring with Louisa from 5 to 7 p.m., and that will be this Wednesday, the 5th, and every Wednesday, the month of June, from 5 to 7 p.m. And then one exciting event that we have for kids age 4 to 4th grade is we've got the Swift County 4-H coming, and I'm telling you, they always do something that's interactive and exciting, and we hope we have a really good turnout for it, because that is Thursday, June 6th at 3:30 p.m., and it goes with our theme, it's Showtime at the Library, so I'm sure they have something exciting planned, and we hope that we see a lot of kids that attend it. One other part of our summer reading program is that you read books and you earn prizes, of course, while you're doing that, but we also are offering some extra things if you attend events. We're doing some giveaways for both teens and for age 4 to 4th grade, and some of those giveaways are pretty incredible, so you'll have to stop by and check out our display case so you can see some of those different things that we are giving away each week. We also are going to be doing a drawing for a Kindle and a Nook at the end of the summer reading program. And so the more you attend, the more you read, the more entries that you get into that drawing, which increases your chance, of course, of winning this. So like I said, it's showtime at the library, and we're doing everything we can to make it a win-win for kids this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, right. And so we also have, like I said, an event each week. And so next week our event is making sun catchers with glue and these little glass pieces of glass. It's kind of amazing what we can do. And then Steve Sterud is going to be here this summer also. He will be here twice a month now in June, on June 12th, which is a Wednesday, and June 26th from 11 to 1 p.m. So I want you to keep that in mind. Steve is always willing to help you with any of your computer or technology questions, as well as adult basic ed, and he also does some ESL. So he has a variety of skills, our Mr. Steve here. And so keep that in mind. He'll be here on the 12th and the 26th. Also next Thursday, we have Live Well, Age Wisely, a 55-plus class that we offer here at the Appleton Library in partnership with Prairie 5 for all of those questions that as we get older, we are just wondering about, you know, how to declutter, how to have a health directive, how to do this, how to do that. And so this is a wonderful group that meets the second Thursday of each month here at the Appleton Civic Center at 1:30 p.m. And so the next time they meet is the 13th of June. And then also up, which is requiring some registration, is on the 20th of June, we are going to be making sock animals. Now, do you remember those, Paul? Like sock monkeys?
Yep.
Did your mom ever make any of those, or your grandmother? Or
it's like
or
a hand
like
puppet,
that?
Right? Like
yeah,
a...
it kind of is.
Okay.
It's kind of like making your own stuffed animal, basically. And we've got this gal here that's going to be coming here to teach how to make sock animals. And we have two different classes. One is at 3:30 for age 4 to 4th grade, and this is on the 20th. And then we're offering one for teens. And, you know, if you want to sign up as, like, for the teen time, a mother and a teen or a couple of sisters, please give us a call and register. This class is free. And we do require some registration because, of course, we've got materials and things like that. But, yeah, give us a call so that you can register for this sock animal class. Then at the end of the month, what we are offering on the 26th is an African music program. And that should be pretty exciting. And I know you're going to be interviewing him later.
Yep.
Or the couple later.
Yep.
And things. So please listen up for all that information, because this African music program is going to be in our region, so you have multiple opportunities to attend, which is kind of exciting. And then, of course, our book club is reading Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, and we still have a couple copies available if you're interested in joining us on the 24th of June. So lots of things going on in the month of June here at the Appleton Library.
All right. Real good. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, I kind of ended it with Where the Crawdads Sing, because I thought I'd talk a little bit about some of the New York Times bestseller books that have been on that list for quite a while. And so we've got four books that have been on the New York Times bestseller list for both hardcover fiction and hardcover nonfiction for several weeks. In fact, Where the Crawdads Sing has been on for 38 weeks. And I will tell you, to get a copy of this book in our library system, you will be waiting for this. It has been a super popular book. In fact, I almost wonder if they are going to be making it into a movie. Another super popular book that's on the New York Times bestseller list for hardcover fiction is Fire and Blood by George R.R. Martin. Now, have you heard anything about Game of Thrones at all, Paul?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
but I haven't, I've never watched it, though, but a lot of people do.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is like a cult following. It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. And we do have several people that like to read the books that this particular television show is based on. And right now, Fire and Blood by this author is the first volume of the two-part history of the Targaryens in Westeros. And so if you're interested in some back history on some of the families, of course, you should take a peek at some of these books, because you wouldn't believe how thick they are. Imagine a big sub sandwich, and that's about how thick some of the George R.R. Martin books are.
Wow.
They really are. I mean, they're pretty thick, but that particular book has been on the bestseller list for 22 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I know. And then we go into nonfiction, and Educated by Tara Westover has been on the bestseller list for 66 weeks. It's a daughter of survivalists leaves home for the university. And just really an eye-opening book, and been super, super popular. You too would, you know, we own copies of this, of all of these books and things. And like I said, if you're interested in them, please put yourself on a wait list for them, because there are a lot of copies available. It just will take a little bit for you to get them.
Okay.
And then another very popular book, Becoming by Michelle Obama, has been on the bestseller list for 28 weeks. And I started listening to this book. Anyway, and I'm not done with it. It's a former first lady describes how she balanced work, family, and her husband's public ascent. And she's pretty honest about it. And so I think that's why this book has been so popular. So interesting. It's always interesting to see what's going on and talk about books that are on the bestseller list and just kind of get some eye-opening thoughts and feelings and information out there.
Okay, real good, Cindy. Tell our listeners where you're located and when you're open.
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by giving us a call at the library at 320-289-6000. 1681, or visit us on our Facebook page with the latest happenings and things going on. And we also have a website that is appletonpubliclibrarymn.us. Check that out, too. We've always got something going on here, and we've got that latest read just for you.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, thanks for filling us in what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, and it's a lot of things going on.
Yes, it's a pretty busy time, but it's exciting. It's always exciting to see lots of kids in action here. So everyone is always welcome, and I want people to know that.
Okay, real good. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you next time.
Yep.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.